Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First question comes from Diane. Something I struggle with is what to put on my legs. Often the various outfits don't include leg or sock coverings. I know to wear bare legs with sandals in summer and high boots in winter, but what about in between seasons when wearing dressy shoes or dresses or trousers match? Should I match a shoe? Should I go nude? Or even jeans and sneakers in cool weather? I live in Canada, so sockets under shoes don't always work. Would really appreciate some advice and general guidelines about this area. So there's so many different options of what you can go with. So let's start with skirts and dresses. If you are wearing an ankle boot, match the colour of the stocking. So I'd go for an opaque tight and match the colour of the tight to the boot. If you're wearing a knee-high boot, actually the same, or you can do nude, or you can go slightly darker or slightly lighter. Sometimes like a charcoal stocking with a black shoe can also work well. If we are wearing trousers, this is where ankle boots are fantastic because then we don't really notice the socks coming out the top. With sneakers, and I know the sockette, it's like, I go, yep, it leaves your feet feeling cold or your ankles feeling cold if you go for a sockette. And this is where having the trouser as long as possible, I just wear a regular sock. It may not be quite as fashionable as wearing a sockette, but honestly, we've got to make the difference between is it the best look versus are my ankles cold and is that making me uncomfortable? There's always that balance. You know, the sockette is great, but it doesn't always work. If you're wearing an open-toe shoe, like a ballet flat, one of the things I like is like a fishnet knee-high sock. So this is where you get that little bit of fishnet or something that's a bit interesting. It does actually give you some foot covering and it does actually keep you warmer. You might be surprised. Sometimes, especially if it's a small fishnet, but it still leaves enough skin. So often a very open shoe looks better with a more open sort of hosiery. So this is where fishnets or some of the patterned kind of more open pattern tights can work really well, or as just, you know, we call them knee-high socks or knee-high stockings. So that is also an option. So it really kind of depends on you, but if you're wearing skirts and dresses, generally blending the color of the tight to the shoes is the easiest, fairly no fail way. You can of course do nude. So the more classic or more conservative your outfit is, go for a nude tight, very kind of princess, you know, Catherine, Duchess of whatever, you know, she is, Kate Middleton. She does the nude stocking very well and it's conservative, but it can work very well. Even things like nude fishnets are great because they're a little bit more modern than a nude tight, but they give you a little bit, like a little bit more edgy. There's lots of different kind of pattern tights you can play with and pattern stocking socks. So often with a more open shoe, such as a ballet flat or something with a pair of jeans or something where you might see your ankles and your feet, that is where that can work. But I know, look, if you're in the middle of, you know, cold Canada, you might want more than that. So really, it's up to you. There are a few options there to try. And this is where the less you can see your socks. So if your jeans go very much to your, you know, kind of the top of your shoes, and there's only a tiny bit there, just blend the colour of your socks to the colour of your shoes so we just don't notice kind of where the shoe ends and the sock begins. That is an easy way of kind of just blurring that line. Hopefully that helps you. Monica has asked, as a deep value and neutrals plus one colour contrast person, how much colour in one outfit do you think looks best? So when you're neutral plus one colour, it's neutrals plus one colour. One colour with your neutrals. That is simple. If you start going too colourful, it can start to overwhelm you. But that said, you can do more. I just find that when you want to do more colour contrast, then go for more a analogous sort of colour schemes rather than going for kind of complementary or more different colours together. So analogous colours are just colours that sit next to each other on the colour wheel versus complementary sit opposite each other. So the further away the colours are from each other, the more we notice the change in colour. So it looks, the outfit looks more colourful, the more the colours that are next to each other. So if you look at, you know, kind of orange, orange, yellow, you know, well, yellow, orange, and then yellow, they are three colours that sit next to each other. We're more similar to each other, or blue and green, or blue, teal, green. That's also another colour combination. It's really quite easy to wear, even if you are a lower colour contrast person. But it really, it's up to you. And this is where personality comes in, of course, because personality is always really important when we're going into this equation. But if you're a neutrals plus one person, colour person, then ideally neutrals plus one colour. One colour is enough. So I'd have the colour as not just an accent most of the time. I'd have it as a proportion, at least, you know, say the 30% of your outfit rather than the 10% of your outfit, say, if we're looking at different kind of, say, 60, 30, 10 sort of, you know, guidelines of how to put colours together. I mean, ideally, we just don't want to be having, you know, a large amount of colour with another large amount of colour with another large amount of colour. That's when we can feel like it's too much. So hopefully that helps you if you are thinking about how to put outfits together for you. So if you have a lower colour contrast, just one colour with your neutrals, and it doesn't matter if if you're wearing slightly more coloured neutrals, because neutrals always have a bit of a receding quality anyway, so that we don't notice them as much. The last question today comes from Linda. What shoes don't look frumpy? So my tip, so when I think about which are the shoes that are the most frumpy, they tend to be thicker rubber soles, big rounded toes, bit like clown shoes. So if you think about a clown shoe, you know, which is a bit an extreme, that big round toe, and a big kind of thick chunky sole, can, depending on the shoe, of course, but especially if it sticks out further than where the foot covering goes as well. In a pair of sandals, I always think frumpy is often when we can see too much toe. So when the strap of the sandal goes right at the base of the toe, so lots of toe comes out, they always tend to look more frumpy than ones where you can see a bit less toe, where three quarters of the toes are, say, covered up rather than we're seeing lots of toe. The whole thing too with frumpy is are they chunky in comparison to the rest of your outfit? So we'd be thinking about, if I'm wearing a smart outfit, if I've got a kind of more outdoor leisure shoe or a much more chunky shoe on, the two things don't go so well together. So often frumpiness comes when we can see that the shoe is all about comfort, and comfort is this driver, and looks have kind of been put to one side over kind of style. So it's looking for shoes that are comfortable, and I often find a slightly thinner sole or a leather sole. I mean, it really depends. I know some people go, oh, I never wear a rubber sole, but then thinking about, well, it's not a rubber sole that extends past the edge of the shoes. And then thinking about too the thickness of straps. So sometimes a slightly finer strap, particularly if you are not a really large person, a big thick strap, the scale of that is too large for your overall body scale. And so therefore it tends to look a bit more frumpy, versus if you have a finer strap on a shoe, it will not look as frumpy as well. But often it's in the toe, it's in the amount of rubber that sticks out. Those are, and then the big thick straps, those are often the things that tend to make shoes more frumpy. Now, you do not have to wear heels to not be wearing frumpy shoes, because this is one of those things, especially for many of us who've had foot operations or have foot issues, that, you know, that all those beautiful heels and those beautiful looking shoes are just maybe, you know, out of our kind of comfort reach. So it is then thinking about, well, how do I look for a slightly more refined shoe? You know, can I get shoes that have got some built-in comfort? And it's looking at those elements. And if you don't want to draw attention to your feet, you know, in a nude, they're not going to be as obvious if you've got a more nude than if you've got a black shoe and pale skin. So it is all thinking about, like, you know, is the shoe drawing attention to itself, or is it just blending in with what you're wearing? That's another thing to consider. So there's a lot of aspects there about shoes and shoe choices, but hopefully there's a little few tips there for you to think about, well, what makes shoes more frumpy than other things? So I always feel like when I think about sneakers, to me, When they're worn with athletic wear, they're not frumpy because that is that level of refinement. It's an outdoor leisure, it's an active wear piece. But if I put my shoes on with my jeans, I feel like suddenly they look frumpy because they're big and thick and chunky with that big rubber sole and sometimes colourful and horrible colours. And they suddenly don't go with my more refined outfit. If I've got more refined jewelry on or I've got more refined clothes on, those shoes say scream outdoor leisure, and that's when frumpy happens. It's when that level of refinement, which is one of the principles of coordination, do not match with each other. And of course, I've got lots of blog posts about those levels of refinement, so you can find out more about that on the blog. And of course, if you're going, what is this color contrast that you were talking about and how many colors? That is also on the blog. I've got a 3-step process to finding your color and value contrast. You can download that free off the blog. That gives you a little helpful guide of how to do this for yourself. And of course, if you'd like my professional opinion, I give that as part of my 7 Steps of Style program, as well as in the online color consultations. Well, do keep sending me your questions. And I will answer them and pop them in my lucky dip for further video sessions. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.